Figuring out America's healthcare system can be hard for anyone. It can be especially challenging for refugees who often face significant language and cultural barriers. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs followed one group that's trying to bridge that gap by training refugees as health navigators in their own communities.
At a small, sparsely furnished apartment in South Des Moines, Iowa, Sipo Ross sits in the middle of the living room's brown carpet. She carefully sets out stacks of papers.
We have pre and post tests, and then intake, sign-in sheet.
23-year-old Ra is in the home of a middle-aged refugee couple from Burma. She's here to teach them and their elderly neighbor about the flu and the common cold.
What kind of symptoms, like how can they spread, those kind of stuff.
The couple are dressed in colorful longi, a piece of fabric worn around the waist that's common in Burma. Their neighbor is still in her pajamas. They sit in a circle on the floor as Ra speaks. This small circle, as it's called, is part of Ra's job as a health outreach coordinator for a local nonprofit called Embark. That stands for the Ethnic Minorities of Burma Advocacy and Resource Center. Ra is also from Burma. She came to the United States through the official refugee program about 10 years ago. Like these refugees, she's Karin, one of the country's many ethnic minorities.
My family were first resettled in Lakewood, Ohio. We lived there for 3 years. I like it there a lot, but they don't really have a lot of refugee organization or support.
Now, Ra teaches Karin refugees about topics like the flu and mental health, which is rarely discussed in her culture. She says she has to explain concepts like stress and trauma.
In America, it's a big topic, you know.
Last year, more than 500 refugees were resettled in Iowa, including 128 from Burma. There are large groups in other Midwestern states as well. Nola Agner is with the Polk County Public Health Department. She says it's important refugees get extra help because they face major health issues from living in war-torn countries and refugee camps.
So it's a lot of just chronic health conditions. It's a lot of medical issues. A lot of times we're seeing individuals that are coming from the worst of the worst.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, refugees from Burma are susceptible to complex issues like hepatitis B, internal parasites, and malnutrition. They often have limited knowledge about these conditions and may need immediate attention. There are health workers statewide to assist them, but Embark's approach is unique.
Well, the big thing is that our health workers are actually from the community.
Mariah Morgan works with Embark's health program. She says refugee workers can catch assumptions and misunderstandings that American-born workers like herself might not get.
I might not realize that I need to take a couple extra minutes to define what, you know, tartar buildup is for your teeth, whereas they'll know immediately that this is going to be a new concept for my community, and I should probably take an extra minute to define it.
To become a community health worker with Embark, refugees first learn to be a medical interpreter. Then they go through a 40-hour training program. Ra says health coordinators like her are able to quickly gain refugees' trust.
Because we speak their language and we know their culture.
And this relationship can help refugees handle many details of their new lives. At the small circle in Des Moines, one of the Karin women asked Ra to translate a letter from a local hospital. Her daughter was recently in a car accident.
And then I was telling her this letter just to inform you that for her daughter, she has a little injuries.
On home visits, Ra spends a lot of time doing extra things like translating mail and making doctor's appointments. She likes doing it.
I understand what it feels like to be like in their place. When I first come to United States, I don't know any English, and all the culture and everything is very new to me.
Embark has 8 health workers who work with refugees from Burma, and more recently, the Democratic Republic of the Congo. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Natalie Krebs.